So as folks in Egypt debate how to proceed forward in Sudan, it's a very different story. Figures are going to be released later today. In southern Sudan's referendum on independence, officials say the results will confirm nearly 99% support for separation from the north. And the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, says he will accept the results. Joining us now from Khartoum in North Sudan, soon to be North Sudan, PBC's Sudan correspondent, James Copnell. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Let's talk, first of all, about over the weekend, this violence that occurred in the south and at least 50 dead, although the death toll was saying it was going to be significantly above that. What do you know about the nature of this violence, and could it complicate the story going forward?
Well, it's essentially violence among troops from the National Army, the Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF. Now, some of the troops in it are originally from the south, and they are objecting to being moved north with their colleagues as southern separation comes up upon us. They don't want to give up their weapons, and eventually, of course, they'll be forced to leave the Northern Army, as it will become, once the south becomes independent. So it's a clash between southern and northern elements of the National Army, which is now being seen as a northern army. I think this is something that could happen in other places along the north-south border. It's worth pointing out, too, that the border hasn't been properly demarcated yet in some places, and there's a dispute over the region of Abyei. So there's certainly some issues ahead of both north and south for the next few months.
And, of course, outlining the challenges there for this new southern Sudan government, what do you make of Omar al-Bashir's announcement that he will stand by the result?
Well, he said similar things before. I think he obviously wanted to make it very clear that he will respect the process. He was under quite a degree of pressure to do so, particularly from America. The US has made it clear that it designates at the moment Sudan as a state that sponsors terrorism. That is going to be removed if this referendum process goes well. And there are further carrots on the table too, including the removal of sanctions if things continue to progress. So President Bashir was under a degree of pressure. I think essentially he had no choice but to accept that once it became clear that the Southerners would vote for independence in the referendum, that secession would happen. And of course, he's under a degree of pressure too, because once the South goes, so does about 40% of the northern economy, because so much of Sudan's oil reserves are in the south. So there'll be tough times ahead in the north. And I think President Bashir wants to get back in the good books of the international community and hope that things like debt relief can be given to him as a reward, as it were, for his behavior over this referendum.
So finally, the BBC Sudan correspondent James Copnell, who are the benefactors of this brand new country that's coming into the world? Who are the allies who are likely to help it with infrastructure and the creation of virtually everything that's needed to run a modern nation?
Well, I think essentially Western countries will donate a lot of money, provide a lot of support, and also neighbors in East Africa, sub-Saharan African countries, who see southern Sudan as ethnically and culturally very similar to it.
And a political leadership, will that emerge here? Will we know who the president or ruling party or from what faction or political organization the leadership will come from?
Well, actually, the former Southern Rebels, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, have been in control of the south since a peace deal in 2005. So there's already a government, there's already an army, there's already a banking system, there's already a flag. And the president of the semi-autonomous south, Salva Kiir, will then become the president of the new country once it becomes independent in July.
James Copnell, BBC's Sudan correspondent, talking about the closing of an arc that began in 2005 with a ceasefire. Now a new country, southern Sudan, expected to be announced as a result of a referendum, the final vote today. Thanks, James.